Jungle mit Busy Earning in der Morning Show am Nachmittag bei Flux FM. Heute Abend spielen sie im Heimathafen Neukölln. Dieses Konzert ist ausverkauft. Warum? Das müssen sie uns gleich selber mal erklären. Die britischen Jungs Jay und T, Josh und Tom sind zum zweiten Mal schon bei uns. Und da freuen wir uns natürlich sehr, dass sie zum Auftakt ihrer Europatour vorbeikommen. Die beiden kennen sich ja schon seit vielen Jahren. Im Grunde seit ihrem 9. Lebensjahr haben nebeneinander gewohnt und dann später auch musiziert. Und vor ungefähr 2 Jahren haben sie dieses Projekt gestartet. Das ging ab wie Schmitz Katze. Sie waren im Netz sehr anonym zu finden. Man wusste gar nicht genau, wer steckt jetzt eigentlich dahinter. Und sie sagten aber, nein, nein, das war jetzt keine Show, das war nicht mit Absicht. Wir wollten das gar nicht unbedingt machen. Das war so ein Selbstläufer. Die Leute fanden unsere Songs einfach gut. Und ja, there's a penis on the wall. We can talk about that later.
There's a penis on the wall.
Und naja, jetzt sind sie mal wieder hier bei uns und da freuen wir uns natürlich sehr. Josh und Tom, welcome. I know you saw the penis. What about this? It's just a normal penis.
What an introduction.
It's quite colourful. Mine's not blue.
Well, it's not blue now. Okay, let's not talk about something else.
Blue, da-boo-dee-ba-boo-da. Let's play that one.
So we're happy to have you here. You've been here before last year.
I think we came in May before we played at Berghain, right?
Indeed.
I think so, yeah.
But so
we were definitely talking about the Football World Cup, so it was before the World Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you satisfied with that concert in the Berghain? Was the sound good?
It's
very fun. Although it's very like clandestine. It's like a very you're not allowed to take photos or anything.
I think it's much more suited to electronic music being played from vinyls or from you know, MP3s or whatever, but I think the live music can get a bit ch-ch-ch in that venue. You know, it's got to be controlled.
Really? But sometimes I've got artists here who love this place and say, oh my God, it's like...
I think people fall in love with maybe the history of it and the idea of Berghain as like a concept.
How the bloody hell do you get in?
But it was quite... I found it quite intimidating, actually.
Also fast schon ein bisschen eingeschüchtert von der Legende Berghain, aber heute Abend sind sie im Heimathafen Neukölln, auch dort komplett ausverkauft und die beiden sind ja mit ihren Herrschaften unterwegs. How many people will be on stage with you and on tour? How many
there will be 7. That's the question always gets asked.
Yeah, because we only got you both here and I saw great videos with wonderful women singing great songs and
wonderful
other people
women.
On the stage.
Yeah, so there'll be, we have 7 people in the band at the moment.
Seven.
But that can change sometimes.
Are they all from West London?
All from London. No, we've got Liverpudlians, we've got Northern.
Liverpudlians?
Yeah, so we've got one of our singers is from Liverpool, our drummer's from Yorkshire.
Mm-hmm. We've got Brazilians.
I've got a Brazilian percussionist.
Really?
Yeah, so it's very multicultural.
Yeah. How come that he's from Brazil? He lives in
the
UK.
Mother, his mother is Brazilian.
His family history is from Brazil, but we found him in Clapham.
I don't think anyone in Berlin is going to know what the hell Clapham is, mate.
Clapham is...
what is that?
It's near Brixton.
Near Brixton. It's an area in South London.
It's still going to mean absolutely nothing.
It's near Brixton, which is kind of near Dulwich, and Dulwich is sort of near...
Penge.
Yeah, we all know the guns of Brixton, but where did you pick him up? Did he play somewhere? You saw him and then you said he's
just a friend. Yeah. All the people that we play with are friends of friends or neighbours or... You know, very like, you know, old associates.
I thought I would start singing, Neighbours theme song.
Is that important to you, that these are friends and neighbours and not musicians that you found through a newspaper?
Exactly. Definitely, yeah, it's very important. It makes the connection, I mean, you have to have a lot of trust with the people that you spend your whole life with on tour, so... Why not like share that experience with people that you know really well and love and trust?
Yeah, of course. Das ist ja öfter so, dass Musiker dann sagen, ich habe mir die Leute nicht aus einer Zeitungsannonce zusammengerufen, weil ich unbedingt jetzt eine Band auf Teufel komm raus haben wollte, sondern ich spiele mit meinen Freunden und das tun sie auch. Also die kommen im Grunde meist ja aus Großbritannien, die sie schon seit langer Zeit kennen, die sogar teilweise Nachbarn waren. So you used to be neighbors and you've got friends in your band who were your neighbors as well or later neighbors?
Later neighbors. It's always everybody needs good neighbors.
Yeah, if you don't have eggs, you want to bake a cake or something.
Yeah, exactly. You need some sugar or some milch.
Milch?
You're running out of milch in the morning.
Milch. No, we lived next to each other for about 8 years and then I sort of moved and then I, you know, lived next to Rudy who sings with us and then she knew someone and we all... It's basically when you start a band, you got to go, hey, do you know anyone who plays... the bass.
Yeah, it's like a network. I think musicians are...
We need someone who plays shaker.
Yeah, we panic. We used to panic a lot. It's like, our first show is next week. Like, we need some more people.
But you know each other for a very long time. So what is his biggest tick or what is he famous for?
He's famous for his love of sports. He's got a very, very strong...
Really? But he was, like, complaining because of the elevator.
I did not complain. I personally was enjoying the fact that we had to walk up the stairs.
Of course. I can see that.
He's got a great knowledge of international sports. So any sport, you can ask him about
When you're in a quiz show, he's your joker.
Oh, he's very, very knowledgeable. He's got everything. History, he's pretty good at. Don't be silent on radio. trying to think of
now it. Now it's your turn. What is he famous for?
He's very hardworking.
No, that's boring.
He's very diligent. Well, it's something that I think is something that all Germans
very
will.
Very talented
musician. I think all Germans will feel that, man. Hardworking, diligent, slightly neurotic and erratic.
And erotic. Nice.
When will you say, oh no, him again?
Pardon?
When will you say, oh no, him again? He did that again.
I don't know. He always surprises. He always surprises. The best thing about Jay is he always surprises me.
Let's listen to a song of yours. It's called Time. You're going to play it tonight, hopefully.
No.
No? It's a bullshit song, but we play it anyway. Jungle mit Time, ein Song, den man sich durchaus mal anhören kann, von einer interessanten Band aus London. Zwei Herren, die vor allen Dingen hinter diesem Projekt stehen, sind bei uns im Studio, nämlich Josh und Tom. Und der eine wurde ja schon als sporty Mensch hier angekündigt. So, what kind of sports do you do?
Everything. Swimming, cycling, football, table tennis,
squash, swimming.
Just anything I can get my hands on, really.
Table tennis, last interview you gave here, you talked about table tennis with Vinson, my colleague, and you said that Damon Albarn has a...
Takes one on tour.
A table tennis table in his tour bus?
Yeah, that's not on the bus,
man. How big is that
bus? No, but I'm sure they take it. They must fold it and put it away.
Okay.
Definitely.
But that's a great idea.
I think so. We don't have enough room on our bus.
Not yet.
Well... I don't know, we've got too much equipment.
Yeah? Much equipment? What is the most important thing on from your equipment when this gets lost?
Rizzlers.
No jungle concert tonight.
The lights.
The lights, yeah. Yes. Like this, really.
Or you.
Me? Jingle. Well, I can do without you.
I can't do without you.
Is there any rehearsing or do you go like really cool on stage? Like, let's do it.
Yeah, man, you know, we just sort of... I roll on.
Well, I think when you're on tour, because you're playing everything every night, you know,
it's like rehearsing every day.
Yeah,
we're the test crowd, so to say.
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, we've already tested. We tested it in England.
So because this is the first day of the European tour, so this is effectively our rehearsal for the whole tour now.
Sehr dankbar. Ja, also von wegen üben und so muss man ja gar nicht. Wenn man sowieso jeden Abend auf der Bühne steht, dann spielt man die Songs ja immer und immer wieder. Was muss man sich da groß zusammensetzen? Und wir sind sozusagen heute die Versuchskaninchen, denn heute ist der erste Tag der Europa-Tour von Jungle. So there's going to be a nice tour. So nice cities coming up for you too.
What were you saying about us then? It was not very nice.
That's none of your business.
Whispering in German.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. We're going to, where else are we going in Germany? We're going to Stuttgart, going to Poland for the first time, which is going to be very exciting, and the Czech Republic as well. So yeah, it's cool.
And the sold out thing, is that normal by now for you, or is this just Berlin being sold out?
Is it sold out?
I don't know if it's sold out.
It is sold out?
Is it?
It is sold out. Is that official on Flux FM?
You can lay back, relax.
Yeah, but you never really know because you go to new countries and for example with Poland, we've never been to Poland before. You know, we're lucky enough to have been to...
so like one person there.
We've been to Berlin, you know, three times now. So we sort of have a rapport and a relationship with the city and the fans here. So, you know, you can expect people to sort of turn up. But, you know, when you head off to Czech Republic, it's like... Oh, hey, and they're like, who?
Yeah, it's an experience. But when you travel so much, giving concerts so much, when it's time to sit together, Jay and T, at your great maison in West London and think about new songs, how does that work? Do you call your friends up like, yeah, great party, let's jam and let's...
Well, we try to do stuff on the move and try and do stuff like whenever the time is right. I think you've always got to be ready to capture an idea. You know, if you're just walking down the street, you've got your phone, you just got to record whenever. So it's just about capturing the idea and then crafting it later. So we're always kind of thinking, wishing, hoping.
And when you've got too much trouble, where's the best place in London to get really calm and, you know, have your own space?
Outside
Shout
London.
Out. Only outside, in Brixton.
The sauna.
I'd say where would be the best place to go in London?
Richmond Park.
Richmond Park's quite
There's a
nice
lot of stags, deers. I don't know what you call them in German.
Stags? Reindeer.
Yeah, like deers. Like.
Really?
Not like a reindeer, because right,
loads of stag deers.
But they're behind a fence.
No, no, just in the park, walking around.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's cool.
Nice stuff. But that can you do in the 60 years. Now you have to travel the world and conquer the world.
Yeah, no, it's quite boring.
Yeah, I can see that. Probably tonight is going to get boring, but it's going to get crowded as well.
Tonight's going to be, as they say in English, off the chain.
Off the chain. Off the chain.
Super fantastisch.
Gibt es auch Shampoos mit Lachsfisch?
Is that in... What did you
no, that's just that's a quote from a Franz Ferdinand. They sang in English, and at the end of the song, they sang, I drink shampoos with Lachsfisch.
Okay.
Of course, you can't drink Lachsfisch. Do you know Franz Ferdinand? Of course you do.
Ah, I do know.
Not, were you born personally. Then, actually?
Yeah, of course we were born then.
When were you born?
I was like 2 years old. But
1963, I was born.
Really? I was 75.
Look at that. Time is running out. It's almost 3 o'clock. We're going to play another song of yours.
That's our cue to leave. She don't want us no more.
I want you, but I get into really serious trouble. And then you have to take me with you on tour, and I want all the good stuff, you know.
What's like, the good stuff?
Yeah, like diamond rings and
champagne
stuff.
Champagne and laxfish.
Yeah, again, I want champagne and laxfish. You only have a little, you don't only have a tish tennis table in your, you know. I need that.
Okay.
She needs that in
well,
her
we
life.
Can sort it out. We can
anything for
we
you.
We can accommodate you.
You tell us where the nearest sports shop is and we can get a couple of bats and balls and we can have a little ping pong.
Wenn ihr sagt, diese Jungs will ich mir heute Abend auf der Bühne anschauen, 7 Leute an der Zahl werden da sein, dann müsst ihr jetzt anrufen, denn das Konzert ist ausverkauft, aber wir schreiben euch noch auf die Gästeliste. 030 2000 9000. We have a 16 second ramp so we can say goodbye.
Yeah, this is the ramp.
You
check
know.
It out.
Yeah, check it out. Check. It was a pleasure having you here.
Oh, thank you for
having
me.
Come back anytime, but you have to come back. Do you do that?
Yes, of course we will.
Geht doch. Fine. Still 4 seconds.
I dare you, let's speak over the ramp.
Do you gypsy
something? I'm
going to
speak over the ramp.
No.
Speak over the ramp. Oh.